Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
You know, the more I research, the more I am shocked at how evil the world truly is. There are so many satanic individuals worshiping Baal, Lucifer, and right under our nose, right under our nose. And what they are doing to young children is despicable, disgusting, sickening. It makes me puke. So how do we continue to be cheerful and get out there and be bringing the light of God to the world that needs it so desperately? Darkness cannot survive with light. So I want to encourage all of you who are seeing the light of this child trafficking, seeing the evil of abortion, seeing what is truly happening with people that we have respected, that we have looked up to, and that are all over the globe, from corporate heads to political figures, banking institutions, entertainment, music. They are all over, and they have sold their souls for fame and riches here on earth. And hey, they've made their decision, and they can do these things to human beings and punish humanity because they don't have God, compassion, the light, and love in their souls. They have sold their soul to Satan. So they are worshiping Baal and Lucifer, and they are sacrificing children and abusing them. They have no care for humanity. They could care less. They look at humans as chattel, slaves. You are here to do the things that we want you to do, and we're going to use you and abuse you and take all your money. It's ridiculous. And I am so happy that God is now shining his light on this darkness, and that more and more people are coming to the realization that evil exists in ways that we never would have dreamed. We see it in photographs and paintings and things with child sacrifices to Baal, and the pictures that are out there, carvings, things that are in stone of these child sacrifices. But for some odd reason, maybe we thought it doesn't exist anymore. And unfortunately, it exists probably more now than it ever did because of the technology and the ways that people can move these children around the globe. It's horrific. If you've done any research, you have stumbled across some pictures and some people that have made you gasp, if not puke in your mouth. I mean, seriously, I have had bile come up in my stomach thinking, oh my gosh, how could anyone do that? We must know that these people are not God's people. They're Satan's people. So how do we continue to be cheerful and joyful and reap and sow and sow and reap in a way that God wants us to? Because we need to be that love and that tenderness. Because as the world wakes up, as your family members start seeing this come out in the world, right? Because it's going to shock people to a point that they'll be in disbelief. And we, those who have had our eyes opened, and maybe you're listening to this and you're like, what is she talking about? I encourage you to go do your research. Get off of Google, by the way. Go to DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, and make that your search engine and see what comes up. The mainstream media, everything is tied to this satanic lifestyle. Ah, I am so shocked at how prevalent evil is in this world. And we have been surrounded by it. But we're here to bring light. We are here to bring love, because unity and love, knowledge, and being strong and having faith in God, who is going to clean this up, God will not allow Satan to win. This is what is happening. Through everything that Donald J. Trump, I don't care what your political affiliation is, he is here rocking it for humanity. There has never been a president that has ever stood up for child trafficking, that has blown up underground tunnels, that has put a wall up. Let's be real honest here. That wall, its main purpose is for child trafficking. Yes, it has dual meanings. It's also about the drug cartels sliding in drugs into the country, as well as illegal immigrants, the people who come here illegally. That's like the last and smallest piece of this. But that's what the mainstream media wants you to believe, that Trump is this evil man trying to keep all these people out of prosperity. It has nothing really to do with that. It's about the children. And he has taken so many down, so many CEOs, thousands and thousands of CEOs have resigned. He has proof of these things. Ever since, I can't get into it. I can't get into all of it, but you need to do your research. And you need to be strong and be ready to help those who are being enlightened to this information. And be cheerful. Today's reading reminds me of this, because sometimes I find myself like, oh my, I'm in disbelief. I am beside myself with I cannot even believe that this is happening. But let's think about it. Satan hates humanity. Satan wants to ruin and kill people. He wants to destroy people. So I think a lot of times we've been mainly focused on God, but we have to understand the deceit and the lies and the brutality and the hatred that Satan has for us. That's why Satan is where he's at. He told God, I don't agree with you creating these pathetic creatures as humans and then having yourself come as one of them in Jesus. I'm not buying into that. I'm out. And that's when he fell. And his whole purpose was to destroy mankind. Yeah. Let's start with the children. Let's take the innocent ones. Let's kill babies. Let's destroy the family. Let's screw up sex and sexual identity so that more and more people cannot have children. I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay, but I digress, because I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. Let's really think about this. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So let's take heart that God wants us to be cheerful, that we should not stop bringing his light, faith to the world, love to the world, and cheer to the world. We know that darkness has no chance against light. Let's trust. Let's step out of that boat. Step on the water. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus to give us the courage and the grace, as it says in this reading, to go be abundant and sow seed like crazy with cheer. Let's not do it sparingly. Let's do it bountifully so that he can create out of that seed abundance in not only ourselves, but those around us. We should be grateful that the light is being shined on the evil. This evil has been around for thousands of years, right under our noses, and we haven't necessarily seen it. At least I haven't. This has recently come into light for me since this whole COVID shutdown. I believe this is God's gift, bringing good out of bad, shining the light and showing people where the darkness is and how dark the dark really is. True evil, true Satan worshipers are walking around under our noses. But we have the power of God, Jesus Christ, who wins over all evil. All we must do is continue to bring cheer and sow the seed abundantly, bountifully, and watch God do his work. Have faith the size of a mustard seed, because we can move mountains if we do. This world can be changed from dark to light. The day of judgment is here. They do not win. So let's take courage. Let's be hopeful and loving and cheerful to those around us in light of the darkness that we know exists and the evil that we've seen manifest itself around us. Cheer, joy. Let's go be that today. Let's take a couple extra moments to thank God for all of our blessings and thank God for giving us the beautiful gift of faith and for keeping us away from the snares of the devil and the evil that we are seeing in people that we never imagined were Satan worshipers, if not filled with many evil spirits. The people that we have watched and looked up to. Let's thank God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for giving me faith and courage to share it with others. And please continue to put your light in my heart. Please continue to cleanse me so that I walk that narrow path and that I help lead other people to you, Lord. Go be cheer, go be light, and be grateful. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.